The rally, organized by churches located near the state capitol, as well as statewide religious groups, used words like faith and morals when talking about the connection they see between the growth of people coming to food pantries and the state's stagnant minimum wage. The Reverend Deb Jamison operates a food pantry just one block away from where state lawmakers meet. She says nearly half of her clients have jobs.
And we believe that no one should be trapped in poverty by low wages. If the minimum wage doesn't cover necessities, it's not a minimum wage, it's a minus wage. No matter what job you have, you should not have to choose between eating or heating, childcare or health care.
Outside, around 100 people held signs and chanted on the steps of the Capitol.
Raise the minimum wage!
Raise the minimum wage!
Asking Governor Cuomo and state lawmakers to raise the minimum wage in New York from the current $7.25 an hour to $8.50. The lawmakers are not in Albany and haven't been since last June. There was talk of holding a special session in December where agenda items might include a hike in the minimum wage and an increase in state lawmakers' pay. But Governor Cuomo has been preoccupied with the cleanup after Hurricane Sandy, and the state Senate is in the midst of a potential leadership struggle. Though Republicans are in charge until the end of the year, two November races are still being counted, and there's uncertainty over who might be in control by January. Mark Dunley with Hunger Action Network says the governor could ask the legislature to return to raise the minimum wage without having to deal with any of those other issues.
We can all speculate about the rumors we've all heard about what's going on. If he's concerned that some issues are too complicated for the legislature and may take too much time, the minimum wage, fortunately, is not one of those issues. So we could just do the minimum wage. It should be about a five-minute meeting up, down in the Senate, whether or not to vote for it.
He says polls show 80% of New Yorkers would like to see the minimum wage increased. Rob Smith with Interfaith Impact agrees that a pay raise for state lawmakers doesn't need to be part of the deal.
There is no moral equivalency between the minimum wage, which affects hundreds of thousands of low-paid workers in this state, and raising the wages of very affluent people. There is simply no equivalency.
Base pay for lawmakers is $79,500 a year, which Smith says is a sum that could be considered affluent. Many legislators receive additional stipends of several thousand dollars for committee and leadership posts. Someone making the minimum wage makes around $15,000 a year. The advocates say if the special session does not occur, then they would like to see the minimum wage raised early in the new year. They are also asking for $10 million more dollars in the state budget. It would help fund the hundreds of food pantries and soup kitchens in the state, patronized by around 3 million New Yorkers. They say there's been an 11% increase in demand since last year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.